G'day business owners, Peter Fitzgerald with the Handbook for Business. Let's talk about new ideas, that is, big ideas, creative ideas, revolutionary ideas, and how these can dramatically improve a business, even if it's already performing well. Albert Einstein defined insanity as rejecting new ideas by doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. After 40 years in this game, I've seen it all. A few very smart business owners, lots of average ones, some make money, others barely break even. Too many fail, it seems, for lack of ideas. The Bible has numerous stories of people implementing new ideas with amazing results. Young David's father asked him to take food to his brothers on the battleground. Then he saw Goliath and immediately got a brilliant idea, implemented it, and stepped into history. My counsel for business owners, don't be average. Successful owners don't wait around for things to improve. They're constantly looking for ideas to boost sales and profits, especially any that improve a customer's buying experience. Sometimes their ideas fail, but they sure don't keep doing the same thing, expecting a different result. Contrast them with the 90% that don't find the business success they crave, because they focus on problems, not opportunities. They're not natural problem solvers and won't seek the help they need. Or they're fixated with status quo because they fear change. Which group would you be in, the 90% or the 10%? Here's a new idea. Take a day off. Stay home. Put your strategic hat on. Look at your business model and consider. 1. Would you like to be a customer of your business? 2. What could you do to revolutionise your industry? And 3. What do you hate about your industry that needs fixing? The Bible, our handbook counsel for today, Proverbs 18:15. Intelligent people are always open to new ideas. In fact, they look for them. Thanks for listening to this handbookforbusiness.com.au podcast.